Hello and welcome to TSF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space on our headline news offering, Andreas Back, Senior Manager for Financial Services at Wärtsilä, reflects on the challenges of financing sustainable power and marine in the headwinds of the pandemic, the Ukraine crisis and inflationary pressure along supply chains. What's changed? What needs to change? What will stay the same? TXF's Catherine Morton investigates. On our essentials news front, in the project and export space, the deadline for projects that form part of South Africa's risk mitigation RMIPPP scheme to reach financial close has been extended again, and Vietnam's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development is sounding out advisors to support developing circulars for PPP investments in irrigation, rural water supply and environmental sanitation. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Kexin has put on hold its decision to provide financial support for the Australian Barossa Caldita gas field project. Ichigo Eco Energy has entered into a green loan with Mizuho Bank for the equivalent of $30 million to fund the refinancing of 40 operational solar power plants and one new solar power plant in Japan. And US President Joe Biden has announced plans for what is said to be the largest release from the strategic petroleum reserves in American history of 1 million barrels a day for 6 months to lower gas prices at the pump. And last but by no means least, in the commodity and trade finance space, companies linked to insolvent British financier Lex Greensill obtained insurance fraudulently. Insurer Tokio Marine said, adding it did not plan to pay out on the policies and would vigorously defend itself against any legal claims. The world's first carbon-free ammonia fuel bunker network is arriving in Scandinavia. Norwegian fertilizer company Yara International has pre-ordered 15 floating bunkering terminals from compatriot Azane Fuel Solutions, enabling the delivery of green ammonia fuel to the shipping industry. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.